Hi there, wonderful family. It's another new year to learn something very, very educative, worth sharing and also worth listening. I welcome you all back to my podcast. This is the first podcast in 2022 and I want to wish everybody a happy new year. I hope everybody's doing so good and I hope that the month January has been good to all of us. Thank you once again for tuning in on another episode of this podcast. Let's go straight to business. Today, we'd like to discuss about a common addiction amongst people. I know you might be wondering, what addiction is my host about to discuss? Today, I want us to discuss smoking, some of the side effects on human body, and how risky it is to subject yourself to such torture. Yes, torture. Smoking is simply the act of inhaling and exhaling the fumes of burning plant material. There are varieties of plant materials which people smoke. Marijuana is an example of a plant material that is known widely. Like almost everybody in the whole world knows marijuana. But the act is mostly common associated with tobacco, as smoked in cigarette, cigar or pipe. Now, so many people try one way or the other to justify why they smoke. People have so many reasons why they smoke. They justify the number of cigarettes they take in a day also. One question that is often asked or I've seen severally is one cigarette a day bad? The answer is yes. It is very bad and very, very risky. This is because smoking only about, let's say, one cigarette take per day carries a risk of developing coronary heart disease and stroke much greater than expected. You might not even expect that you might get a heart problem or maybe stroke when you take or you smoke one stick of cigarette. Because research says that about half of the people who smoke one cigarette per day stand a greater risk than people who even smoke 20 per day. It doesn't also mean that people who smoke 20 cigarettes a day are safer. Everybody is not safe. Like the second question, a person might ask, can you smoke healthy? There is nothing, absolutely nothing like smoking healthy. When it comes to cancer prevention, the damaging effects of smoking can't be reversed either by exercise or maybe putting yourself on a healthy diet. There is nothing like a healthy diet or exercising just to reverse the damaging effects that has been caused in your body because of smoking. There is nothing or there is no such thing as a healthy smoker, especially when it comes to cancer prevention. But did you also know that it takes about 10 seconds for the toxic chemicals in tobacco smoke to reach your brain, to reach your heart and other organs in your body? I bet you didn't know, but you see, according to research, some people who smoke claim that they smoke or they release stress by smoking, or they smoke because they weren't really stressed. Like I said earlier on, a lot of people justify why they smoke. They have several reasons why they smoke. However, contrary to what the smoking makes you feel, that is, you think that it makes you release stress, it actually harms almost every part of your body and increases the risk of getting some diseases. When you smoke at a point, you become a chronic smoker. It doesn't even make you look good. It doesn't make you feel good. It even affects your finances in a way. And then it affects the very close people around you. Let us delve into some of the health effects of smoking. I believe that after this podcast, if you are addicted to smoking, you would think twice. Let's see what happens to your body when toxic or chemicals or harmful chemicals enter your lungs and spread through your body. One, it reduces your life expectancy and the quality of your life. You can never be the same when you are a smoker, you can never be the same. It increases your risk of many conditions and diseases, as well as dying prematurely. There are so many people who die prematurely, not just because they were ill or they were sick. Some die because of this side effect of smoking. Trust me. There are a whole lot of statistics that has been done in the US, which shows that so many people die premature because of the side effects of smoking. Some studies actually show that smoking is associated with increased rates of anxiety, panic attacks, depression, suicide attempts, and sometimes schizophrenia. Smoking causes most lung cancer. Don't forget that. Most of the lung cancers that has been recorded are caused by smoking. It can cause damage to almost everywhere on the body. And when I'm talking about damage almost everywhere of your body, it includes the lips, the tongue, the mouth, the nose, the esophagus, your throat, your box, your stomach, your liver, your kidney, your pancreas, your bladder, your blood, cervix, your vulva. I can go on and on. Also, smoking is a major cause of cardiovascular diseases. Everybody or anybody that suffers from cardiovascular disease is a potential or a smoker or an addicted smoker. It could be that the person is a passive smoker or an addicted smoker. Now, this cardiovascular disease may include heart diseases and stroke. This is because the act of smoking increases the risk of blood clot, which blocks the flow of blood of the heart, brain, and then your legs. Aside from the ones that I have said earlier on, other health effects caused by smoking also include diabetes, bacterial and viral infections, dental problems, and sometimes infertility, depending on the situation. I believe that this little education, this tips, is going to help somebody out there. It's going to help somebody think twice when it comes to smoking. I'm so honored that you joined another episode of my podcast to learn something new. And I don't think anyone would love to continue smoking after sharing these few health tidbits on smoking, especially on its side effects. On my next podcast, I would like to talk about how addicted smokers can stop smoking and save themselves from any premature death in the next episode, and then also prevent or stop themselves from damaging their bodies, their organs in their system. Thanks and have a wonderful day. Thank you so much once again for joining my podcast. And a happy new year to everybody. My name is Belinda, and this is your Health Techs.